and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're wrapping up our study in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, right here in the last part of the chapter. Chapter 16, verses 19 and 20, we pick it up again here at the end of this gospel. And so the Lord, having risen from the dead, appeared to his church. And we see some wording here telling about the commission that he's given to his church. And it wraps up, Mark wraps up this book and chapter and book, saying, "So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God." We could think that soon, the Lord appearing to his church, that he would have ascended, if we just take Mark's account of this. But I think he's fast-forwarded to a time later on in 40 days after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells here what they did. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. I like that. I'm thankful for that, that we have that promise and that example of what the Lord has told, and then what our Lord did and has promised that he will do. It made me think and consider about a passage over here in 1 Corinthians 3, the Apostle Paul writing about being a minister and being a laborer of the Lord. And in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, verse number 9, he says, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry," church at Corinth. "Ye are God's building." And so we are laborers together with God. Now, we by no means ever supersede our Lord. We don't ever step above our Lord. It is our Lord that has called us. He's saved us. He's built us into his churches. And he's caused us to come about. He's birthed us with the new birth and salvation and added us to his church. That's what it tells us in Acts that he does. He adds to his church as he's pleased. And then he's called us with this great commission to carry forth the gospel and baptize the believers and to teach the believers to observe the all things, whatsoever he's commanded. And you know what? He'll work with us. We are co-laborers with him. He has called us into his vineyard. He's working in his vineyard. And you and I, we who are saved and a member of one of the Lord's churches, are to be working in that vineyard too. Now, are you saved? If you're not a member of one of the Lord's churches, I'm not telling you that you're not saved. If you've repented of your sins and trusted in Christ, he saved your soul. You're saved. But you know what the Lord's design is? You need to be baptized and publicly declare before one of his churches and before the world and your community that the Lord has saved you, and you hear his call to serve and worship him in one of his churches and be a co-laborer in the commission that the Lord's given to his churches. Don't take lightly the command and the call of the Lord in that. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And we talked about last time about those signs. He gave them for that time. The signs have passed away now. The speaking in other languages in a miraculous fashion have gone away now. The miraculous healing and raising of folks from the dead, that's done for now, because why? We have the Word of God. We have a more sure word of prophecy. It's been written down. We have it given to us by our Lord. We want to take a look over here at parallel passages here in the Gospels of the Lord Jesus Christ giving this commission to his church. Let's come over here to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 24. And here we have the Lord Jesus appearing to his disciples. And let's take a look at here in verse number 36. Luke 24:36. And as they spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And they were terrified and affrighted, supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Do they have doubts? Are there other places that we've read or will read that there were some that doubt about the things that they're seeing and doubt about could this be the answer of what we've been told our Lord would do? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. Touch me, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. Verse 40, and when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were yet believed not for joy, I mean, they're just amazed. They marveling at their Lord being there. He appears instantly in the room, yet he is tangible. He's tangible. They can touch him. They hear him. And while they yet believed not for joy, verse 41 of Luke 24, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And you know what? He took it and did eat before them. He's real. And he said unto them, These are the words which I yet spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things that must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And so here we have a parallel passage to what we read over in Mark. And how is it that sinners are saved? Repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. By repentance, sinners can have their sins remitted, paid for by the Lord. And that this should be preached in his name among all nations, starting right here in Jerusalem. And he says, and you, church, not the inhabitants of Jerusalem, not all of Israel, okay, and the Jews, but you that are here in this room, ye are witnesses of these things. You're my witnesses, saith the Lord, to tell the world about me. And my salvation and myself, the Lord Jesus, being a Savior. The Father speaking that you are our witnesses to tell the world about God Almighty and His Savior and salvation in Him, Jesus Christ. You are witnesses of these things. Now, something that's not mentioned here is we take these things and we boil them down to common denominators. Here we have repentance and faith preached for the remission of sins. And again, faith, believe, trust, hope, receive, all these are based in Jesus Christ. They're all directed towards Jesus Christ. You know what? We don't see a thing here about baptism. Now, baptism is something that believers should follow in. But as the thief on the cross indicates very clearly, baptism is not essential for the salvation of the soul. The Lord was merciful unto that one man that was on the cross and hung there on the cross with him in the time of his crucifixion. He was merciful. He said to the other one that was, as they had railed upon the Lord, and then in his time passed on that day, the man said to the other thief that was crucified, he said, hush up. He said, we are here because we deserve it. He repented. He was guilty. He saw himself and knew himself to be guilty. But this man, indicating Jesus, he's not done one thing wrong. And he turns into the Lord and he says, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And the Lord Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. No baptismal waters, no works that the man could do. He's pinned to that cross. He's nailed to that cross. But you know what he could do? He could receive Christ. He could receive Christ on Christ's terms. He could appeal to Christ and call upon him, Lord, remember me. You know what? He could have faith in the Word and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That he could do. And that he did, and the Lord saved him. What about the other thief? He railed on the Lord, and as far as we know, he continued on in his unbelief and died without Christ. Oh, what a contrast. Oh, what a great gulf and a strait in between the two. One rejecting the Lord Jesus and one receiving the Lord Jesus. And the Lord says repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And so this is at a time where the Lord Jesus says, stay here in Jerusalem. This is previous to Pentecost. And we've got to work hard to take and put all these passages together. We've got the tail end of the book of John in John chapter 21 and the things that happened there in Galilee from the time of the Lord's resurrection to his ascension. And so the Lord gives them this promise that says, wait at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. The Lord is going to move not to establish his church, but to sanction his church unto the world. To sanction his church unto the world. And here we read on in verse 50, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. And so we see here yet their obedience unto the Lord and what he had told them to do. We see the ascension of our Lord. And in this case, we're told that he did so at Bethany, one of those towns that's to the east and around the southern part there, maybe to the eastern part of the Mount of Olives, around the foot of that great mount there on the east side of Jerusalem. He walked out there with them from Jerusalem and ascended up on high. And so Mark had told us that he ascended and sat at the right hand of God, but he didn't give us any indication about where he had done so. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising God, praising and blessing God. Amen. We quickly come over here to the book of John. And the Gospel of John, chapter 20. And we just want to read here quickly in verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. I'm sending you. I'm sending you. I am sending you out to do this work, to do this commission that I have for you. Who's in the room? The Lord's disciples, his apostles, the Lord's church. I'm sending you. I'm sending you to preach. I'm sending you to tell this gospel. I'm sending you to represent God. Not Judaism anymore, not the Jews, not the nation of Israel, but I am sending you to represent me, my church, sending you. I see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.